Access number 31445. Mr. Pat Batley, Real 7. So what happened then? Well, you know, you come back off leave.
Yeah, and I couldn't actually, you know, get into it, you know, in the Navy again. You know, it was different. The Belfast had spoiled me, you know. That was one.
You enjoyed that?
Yeah, that was one wonderful ship, you know. It was, you know, and the people I was amongst and all that. But I think it's just. Then I went into the reserve fleet, I think. I don't know.
Now, do you know which ship you were in?
It was a big, what do they call them? You know, like submarine, what you call, depot ship type of thing.
Do you know which one? Lock Fine or?
One of them. It wasn't Lock Fine. It was one of them in here.
And where was that?
That was a depot ship in Chatham Dockyard, you know. More Gillingham Way.
And what did you think of that? you didn't like that then?
No.
Why not? What was wrong with it?
This what happened. Well, it was, you know, they were just trying to, you know, find something for you to do to keep you out. But I met up with a fella there. He would come out the East End, Britnell, Johnny Britnell, and of course we. We went home for the weekend one time and come back aboard, and he said to me, he said, "Batley," he said, "I don't like this." I said, "No, boy." And we just turned around and went back off again, you know. Came up here. We was living in Stepney at the time.
Now, what was it you didn't like about it? I mean,
I don't know what it was. I think, you know, you could see. It wasn't jealousy or anything like that, but it's just that you weren't really a normal person, you know. Plus the fact I was getting a bit more intelligent, you know. I thought, you know, with not scholastically, but you know, intelligent. You know,
you and Johnny Britnell, what did you do? You went AWOL, did you?
Yeah, we come up here, we got a job around the corner. Yeah, as it happens. Place called they made furniture, like, you know, and that.
Now were you meaning to desert this time, or was this desertion or AWOL?
Yeah, and but the only thing was, you know, you actually earned money, but it wasn't too bad. We were getting, like, you know, $10 a day or something like that, you know.
Now you both worked in the same factory, did you?
Yeah, definitely. Factory round the corner here again.
And you had actually deserted. There's a difference.
Yeah, I'd slung me out of way, you know. And
were you not worried? Because it was quite a serious offence then.
We wasn't too bad thing. But what happened?
How come they didn't find you? You see what I mean? I mean,
no, they didn't. But someone, a woman, that was Johnny Britnell's grandmother. Old Maggie Britton. She put us away. Yeah.
So how long were you working? How long did you manage to stay?
We was away for about, I think it must have been 2 or 3 months, you know. Yeah.
Where were you living? Not at home?
Oh, no.
Where were you living?
I was living with my brother. He lived in Bethnal Green. And I was living up there. He did mine. But the police came and knocked at the door and come along then. So we was captured, and they took us to a place over in where the shore patrol place was. It was over in Shepherd's Bush somewhere, a police station. Locked us up in the cells and sent us. We had to cope. We were caught, and he just said detained for escort sort of thing, and then took us back to Chatham Barracks, and. Then I got 28 days detention.
Is that all? That didn't sound much.
No, I only got 28 days.
Now, what was that like? Where was that? I mean,
that was in Portsmouth again, you know, same place. The RADQ is Portsmouth. But as I say, they never bothered me that.
Was it any different from last time, or was it just the same?
No, it was just the same. Blokes was there, so I think.
The same guards or the same...
Yeah. Yeah, I think, well, there was all pensioner type coming, mostly Royal Marine sergeants and stuff like that, you know. And of course, there was all people that were on their second prick, or what they call it, you know. Yeah.
Now, so after that, you didn't go back to the depotship, I presume?
Or no, did you? No. When I come out of there, that is when they wanted to, you know, you had to go and see a psychiatrist and all that, you know.
Now, what's your memory of that?
Well, I don't know. They just wanted to see what we, you know. But,
You don't know. What were they asking you? Do you remember anything about it?
Well, I did, because I thought it was so stupid, you know. That was one of the attitudes I got then. You must realise I've become more intelligent. I thought I saw what the, you know, what stupidness was, half of it, you know. I mean, you understand what I am. But I couldn't conform. That's the only thing. Not that they're a way of thinking. I didn't. Anyhow.
Were you based at Chatham Barracks then?
Yeah, but then, as I say, they wanted, you know, what I was, and I said that. They asked me exactly, you know, all about my childhood and all this business, but did you like Devon? I said, yeah, I said, it wasn't all that bad, and all this, you know, you didn't tell them any silliness. So anyway, I said, would you like Royal Arthur, you know, of course, it's Wiltshire, like, you know, yeah, would you like to go to Royal Arthur? Yeah, what's it like? It was a training school. Yeah. And but that was good down there, because, you know.
Now, what were you doing there? Were you just ship's crew, you know?
Yeah, ship's company, like, you know. But I fell into a nice little job there, on the gate, you know, the yeoman's.
And what year was it? Was it still 51 or is it 52 by then?
No, it must have been 52, I should imagine. Yeah.
And what were your duties on the gate then?
That was, you know, just opening the gate, and, you know, because bar, you know, not a gate, but bar it was, you know, and of course you were booting gaiters and things like that.
Were you on guard or were you just on the gate?
On the gate, like, well, you were, just, what's that called it? There was a name for it, like, I'll forget it. Anyway, there was a chief, and you was the yeoman, you know. And it was, then you just on a watch there all the time, you know.
Did you have any other duties?
Well, that, but apart from, you know, your usual things like cleaning up around the roads and all that business, it wasn't very much, it wasn't a big thing. I forget how many of us, there were only about 10 of us. We lived in an outlook, of course.
So the rest was what, fatigues, general duties,
yeah,
just sort of that,
yeah.
Cleaning things.
Yeah, well, look, you'd sweep them round the road and the quarter deck. But it was a petty officer, of course, you had to. See, everybody had a different job. There was one chap there, all he used to do was go around and empty the dustbins, you know, put it all up in an incinerator and anything else he could find burned. Yeah, you know. And but there were some weird characters there. I think that was like a. You know, half of them were a bit too lally.
Tell me about it. What characters?
The chap I before, the Buzz Cole, he was there. There was another bloke off the Belfast there. What was his name? Robson. But there was a lot of them. See, they'd finished their time. They were 12 years, men, see. They joined as a boy before the war, and they'd done their 12, and but they wouldn't let them out because of that emergency at that time. When they was calling up when they was calling up the Z men and all that. But these blokes, like Robson, another little mate of mine, a good boy, Fields, Gracie Fields, Buzz Cole. They're all finished their time, and they was getting a little bit thing. I mean, you know, they wanted out, you know. But of course, they were still hanging on to them.
Now, what about you? You were doing general duty on the gate. Anything? Were you happier there?
Yeah, yeah.
You didn't think of you weren't going to desert again.
Let's put it this way. I was living like a civilised person. I'd had a cabin, you know, and then you had the, as I say, I went to work, I liked the job, and also, you know, you had a good canteen and things like that, you know, and because everybody disappeared at the weekend, apart from the duty, you know, sort of people did, all the POs, all the train, men on the train and all that, they never, they all went home the weekend, and you was left with the, it was good. Just down the road from it, it was the British Legion up, and it sold Scrumpy for 7 months a pint. Yeah.
Did you get a taste for it?
So I've not only got the taste for it, I've killed myself with it. That was good. It was all right. But as I say, and then the nearest town was Bath, and I got, at that time, as I say, I was reading a lot and everything like that, of course. And that is a funny, that's a good historical turn, you know.
Bath, now, why were you reading it? Is this self-education? What are you doing here? Are you trying to improve your mind? Or?
Well, there was a lot of
You do seem to have been making a bit of an effort to...
Oh, yeah, it was one of them things. I suppose I was...
Were you doing it deliberately, or did you not even where you were doing it? Do you know what I mean?
I've got a brother, he's still alive, Teddy. Well, he'd made something for himself, you know. He was in the one who got ruined in the Marines. And he sort of made himself something, you know. He went to college. When he came out, when he got wounded and he came out of the Marines, because he'd been doing he's in some college before, he was a good artist. And of course they give him another course at the college.
So you were trying to follow in his, you were doing a bit of...
No, when he was with Teddy, of course he talked on different subjects and what, you know, I mean, it wasn't all, you know, with him, it was all different subjects and all that, but I could understand, but... But then, of course, it rubbed off a little bit. And plus the fact, at times, I can be a loner, you know. I didn't want to know other people. I could jump on a bus and go into Bath and have a walk around the, you know, the cathedral or something like that, you know, and the baths itself and things like that. And have a bit of enjoyment. And I wouldn't have no booze or anything. You do things like that, you know. You're like, this is how you sort of... By this time, what was I, about 22, 23, wasn't I? Yeah.
Were you getting in trouble at all? I mean,
not around there, down there, not good. You couldn't get into trouble. But that was the same time, see. Now, you could... I never took no leave while I was down there. I went and stayed in the, that place in Bath, the little... What they call it, the Sally Army type thing, you know. I would have stayed in there for a couple of days, and I stayed in Bath, you know, 4 or 5 days. I never went fancy going home or anything like that. Anyway, I liked it down there. Because it was, you know, as I say, that little British Legion, the people who used that, you see, they was all ex-army, and, you know, they worked in that ministry place there, you know, that big ministry place and all that, you know, just, and some of them, you know, they had good stories to tell.
Now, how long, anything happened while you were there, or, you know, you were there 52, what, how long, 52, 53?
I was about 9 months there. Yeah.
Into 53 then?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
And anything happened, or was it, you know, just a bit routine-y?
No, that was it, you'll be on draft tomorrow, you know, boss, and they sent me back to Chatham. I got another draft of the Superb. The Superb was going out of the West Indies. And then, I even got issued with Whites, you know, and all the rest of it done me. And then they came to me, sent for me, sorry, you're not wanted on passage. Like,
why not?
Because I did a bit of a skate, and it was going out in the States, wasn't it? Yeah, you can imagine.
Did you have the corner cut off your paper? You know they cut the corner off your paper. Have they done that to
I
you?
I don't think so. I don't know if you're
right. So, you didn't go to the Superb then? You weren't
I went. I did. I joined the Superb, but they sent me off before it's just before it sailed, like, you know. Sent me on a... But that left me with a kit bag full of whites and everything else. And so they got sold. But they, and then I got a good draft in to the Diamond. Yeah, a Diamond, yeah.
As an able seaman?
Yeah, same thing. So.
Now what was the Diamond?
No, I went and done a RC course.
What, first?
Yeah, I went down to Sheerness and done an RC3 course, you know, radar control. And I done that and I passed out that. You know,
now what's your member of that? It was a what course?
RC3.
And what's that?
It's a radar control third class. Yeah. So.
And what did it involve? Tell us a bit about it.
It's to do with radar. You know, actual thing. It's the control of the guns. It's radar control. That's working in the TS or up in the. No, the radar thing, they worked it different, you know. But that's worked in the TS or in the director or something like that, you know, on the radar. And that's what I say, and I passed that. It was about, I think that was about an eight-week course. Or
and where was it at?
It was in Sheerness, most of it. You went down there and done your field fighting course. You know, that's the, you know, all that. City business, you know, charging with bayonets and on the range.
You did that as well, or was that part of it?
Yeah, that was all. Well, no, the actual gunnery side of it was done in the gunnery school in Chatham Barracks, well, you know, St Mary's. And that was, as I say, I passed that, and then I was just sent to the.
Now, what was the fighting course like that you did, you know, the charging around?
Oh, you've done all kinds of things like, you know, crawling through pipes and the assault course going over the top wire and swinging across streams and climbing up the side of, I suppose, of these ships, you know, and all that business with a rifle and tin hat on them.
Did you enjoy it?
I didn't mind it. You know, so, you know, I, at that time, I was pretty active, you know, I was good, like, it was a challenge to me, and of course, you know, the firing the rifle, and Bren gun, and the mortars, and all that thing, it's all what I've heard my brothers talk about, you know. What I
so it's
what
basically an infantry training course?
Yeah, it's a field fighting course, they call it. That was good. And,
this is all in 53, is it?
Yeah, and as I say, I finished that, and I passed that course by becoming RC3. First time I'd have a non-suspension rate. And anyhow, and they sent me to the Diamond, and that was a new ship, you know.
So as a radar gun control.
Yeah. And then I was worked down to the TS. That's a funny thing would happen. When I went on there, they put me on the gun.
What type of ship was that? To describe her first, I don't know her at all.
It's a destroyer. It's a new type of destroyer, a daring class destroyer. And they were there, all up to date. Sort of
what were they like? What were their special features?
It was fast, really fast. And but she was clean, decent, you know. But they didn't look like how you'd expect, you know, the old type of destroyer, you know, with the boats and rings in a bump. They was more. The funnel seemed to be thinner than any funnel that I've ever seen, you know. And the gun, of course. The turret, they had a, I think it was too small. They had a That was about 4 or 5 or 5 inch, something like that.
And you were put on the gun turret, were you?
Yeah, at first.
Tell us about that.
And of course, I thought myself, well, I'm not bleeding on a gun. I've got on an RC, it's a free man now, you know. So I went and see the commander's office, you know. I said, I'll load into him. I said, no, I'm not on a gun. Why? And he said, oh, sorry about that, like, you know. And so they put me down at TS. Yeah. That was the type of thing, you know, that happened. And if you was silly enough to accept it, that's what would happen.
Now, tell us about your job. You were on the radar control part.
Yeah.
What was your duty in radar control and the transmitting station then?
Yeah, but that was on the, you know, the Admiral control clock, you know, and on the thing. Same thing, you know, just transmitting from what they come from, director, same thing, you know, as I told you, from what happened in Beltway.
Yeah.
And that was a...
But weren't you on the radar set part? Or?
Yeah. No, I wasn't. But there were, as I say, there was RC. See, there was RC2s. You had RC3, obviously RC2. They was a raw thing, and then RC1. Of course, he was. And that they were on the tall boy, like, sort of thing. Whatever they call the tall boy sort of thing, you know, with a radar.
So you was just almost what you've been doing before.
Yeah, but the same thing.
So yeah. Doing the clocks.
Yeah.
So not really using it, not although you got RC3, it didn't make much difference what you're doing. So what did you think of life on board the Diamond?
I liked it, but because I knew, by that time, I knew a few people, like, you know, David on there, you know, where I'd met them up before with us, things like that. And it was a good, that was a good ship, it was a good, you know, happy ship sort of thing.
So, what was life like? I mean, was it was that canteen messing, or what messing was that?
No, that was general messing.
It's nearly all general messing, by the way, isn't it? Right.
Yeah. And so
where did you go on it? If you went anywhere.
Yeah. Naturally, we went all ports up around, you know, Britain. And out exercising quite a lot, you know, with the... submarines and things like that.
What were the exercises like? What do you remember of them?
Huh?
What anti-submarine exercises?
Yeah,
like?
Yeah.
What were they like?
Kind of thing. Oh, yeah. It's all. But they were very modern. You know, there was, you know, the sonar and all that business. That was pretty good up. But a lot of it you never saw anything, especially me down in the TS, like. And we'd done quite a lot of exercising. Went out to the med, exercised there. And one time, I remember this, it was at Christmas time, so that must have been...
53 or 54?
I know, it was coming up to Christmas leave. And then they held us back. And we were sent out on a patrol right across the North Atlantic. There was destroyers right stretch, plus the Canadian destroyers and everything, right across the Atlantic.
Why?
Because Prince Philip was flying out to Canada. That is true. And we had our Christmas leave deterred because of that. And that happened. And then now you understand where my... And that happened. And anyhow, we had our Christmas leave afterwards, like. But that was being a narrow gutted thing. In the North Atlantic, we were thrown about all over the place. You know, it was really bad. That's the worst I've ever been in.
What's it like in a rough sea in a small ship like that?
Well, you were really thrown about, like, you know. But
did it stay dry? Because destroyers used to get wet.
Yeah, you know, it did, you know, a little bit, but not too bad. But
any damage to the ship?
No, not really. But as I say, you couldn't get on deck a lot. But it was only up there for about, you know, to get in there and come back again. Like, it was only about 8 days, four or five days, you know, 8 days. It wasn't all that long, but at just that point, that was why it was. We found there. Yeah. And Anyway, that was one part. I thought, I don't know what I got, where I finished up on the diamond. I come out, I think I went back in reserve fleet.
Now, did you anything else happen on the diamond?
No, not really. I can't remember. No, we done quite a lot of exercise and things like that. You know, I can't remember.
What years were you on her?
I don't know. It must have been, as I say, that was a Christmas time when that happened.
53.
So that must have been a Christmas in 1953. Must be Christmas of 1953, you reckon? Yeah.
Could be. So I'm not sure. Yeah. I've lost it a bit.
Yeah,
without your papers.
About 1953. I think that must have been the Christmas of 1953 because I my time finished it in 1954. And must have been 1953. And we'd done a cruise into.
How would you celebrate Christmas on the ship? Just, I mean, you know.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do? Good. Tell us about it.
Well. Let's see, you'd have, you know, the same thing, you know, the cook, put on turkey and all that, and you had the officer would come round, like, you know, and sort of a thing, all day all come round, probably the party hats and everything like that, and you had a, you know, good, jolly up sort of thing, yeah, it was all right, no problem.
It was fun then.
Yeah. You had the best, you know, you visited other messes. Yeah.
Was there much gambling on board ships? I mean, did you ever gamble or were you interested at all?
Yeah, I've had no money. I never ever did money for that. But they used to have tombola, you know, the old RCRC, like, you know, they run a tombolas and things like that. But,
what about Crown and Anchor? Did you ever see that?
I did see it, but I never took part in it. Never. It wasn't my scene.
Was it just because you didn't have any money, or did you realise it was a mug's
game? You were playing cards, you know, crib and, you know, things like that, you know, loads of things, but nothing vicious, nothing, you know, really. Thing. As you say, you play for top. Slippers. That was everything. And you had uckers, you know, what we used to call uckers. That's Ludo.
Now, why was that so popular? Because, I mean, it isn't popular now, is it?
But it was a Navy game. It was a, you know, and even you had tournaments on the deck. You see, you got the chippy to make a, you know, a big, you know, thing, and the wooden things, like, you know, and the dice. You had two big dice, and you shake them up in a row. Shake them up. And you had uppers tournaments, yeah. Each part of ship, well, messing, yeah.